You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today I'm speaking about how you can help with your technical skills rather than with your money. This is an interview with Carrie Liu. Stay tuned. There's a lot of community charity work that we can all do, but there is not a lot of work where we can actually maximize our impact by using our specific skills as programmers, as statisticians, as data scientists. And this is what this episode is about. So stay tuned. This is a really, really cool one that I think many will find really helpful. Speaking about being helpful, this year's PSI conference in Gothenburg in Sweden is again a face-to-face conference. Crossing fingers that everything will work out fine. But there's a lot of great content coming. There is lots of sessions from the different special interest groups. I'm really looking forward to the one, for example, from the visualization special interest group, from the real world evidence special interest group, from the newly created launch and lifecycle special interest group. Lots of great stuff together with awesome networking. I'm really looking forward to this. I'll definitely be there. So see you in June in Gothenburg for the PSI conference. Just head over to psiweb.org to learn more about this conference and see you there. Welcome to another episode of the Effective Statistician. Today I have a special guest, and that is Carrie. How are you doing?
I'm really good and hope everyone having a lovely Christmas and starting a new year. It must be hard in January when it is so cold and we're starting to work and but we're all good. So yeah, I'm fine. And you?
Very good. Yeah, it's kind of in the middle of January as we are recording this and are starting in the new year. Carrie has some great plans in the new year. But before we talk a little bit about the topic of the episode, maybe you can quickly introduce yourself and your background and how you got into data science and statistics.
Hi, everyone. So my name is Carrie, obviously, and then I am the analytic consultant from a company called Hypatia Limited. I set up this company in 2019. The reason is I would like to do some project with corporate client, but at the same time, I would like to spend more time with pro bono or charity project. So that is the setup of the company. And as for myself, my background is mathematician. So I do have 2 master's degrees in statistics, but I normally don't call myself statistician because I think that is more than just statistic and logic and everything else that I do as well. So that is the reason why I prefer to use mathematician to be a scientist as well. And career-wise, I have been working in UK for the last 15 years. So 10 of them in NHS, and then the other 5 is in the pharmaceutical company and also insurance as well. So here I am.
Very, very good. So data science and charities. That's a really, really interesting thing. You know, there's lots of companies that have these kind of projects, initiatives about giving back to the community. And I've participated in lots of these where kind of maybe you visit a hospital and help there, or you do something about a greener environment, all kind of different things you can do. And my wife also once told me, you know, if you would just spend what you would have earned that day, you would probably have had a bigger impact. Mm-hmm. And when we're just kind of cleaning up the streets, that's nice, but we are not really leveraging our expertise or capabilities. Yeah, exactly. So when you informed me about kind of helping charities with data science, I was really intrigued. So how came this idea about?
So let's start with the data science bit first. Like you say, I think being a data scientist, no matter you're a statistician or mathematician or, you know, data engineer, it doesn't matter what angle you're in, but we go through a lot of training to get to where we are. And this is the training that it could be quite formal and informal, but it's still our experience and knowledge. So I do think that, you know, that is in the business world, we are driven more to the data-driven strategy and also culture. Why did the charity as well? And the other thing is sometimes we all want to get back to the society.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how you want to do it, like you say, but I do think that being a data scientist is you need a need that in the world. Why can't we giving back our skill set to the community that we love or the cause that we love rather than just going to do a bake cake? I'm not disrespect of people like doing bake a day or wet no day. It's not like that. But I just thought instead of just giving money to the charity, we can build a community using data science that can help other people and charity as well. And they all have a saying that instead of teaching someone how to, you know, give them a fish to eat, you need to teach them how to, you know, catch the fish, cook the fish, and then eat it. So you need to make sure that system is, you know, cycle and moving forward. So that is the reason why I think I want to use data science to help other people who want to be as data scientists or they want to use data to build better world. So that is how I see data science with the relationship with charity.
And the other point is also kind of lots of us just love what we do. Yeah. We love programming, we love data, we love kind of, you know, making the best of it. And so I know that, lots of people just love doing this and then kind of doing this and at the same time giving back to the community. I think it's a wonderful combination. Oh. So I completely agree.
Yeah, but for myself, if you allow me, let me go for a little bit deeper. What the reason why I'm going into charity and data science is, I from three different point of view. So I'm an Asian girl. I'm a Chinese girl, and to be honest, in our culture, being a girl is not as important. Let's put it this way. And my father on my graduation day said to me that he wished that I'm a boy.
Oh no.
And on the day that when I win the top 100 women in technology 2019, on the day that I won it, he said to me, "Oh, there is no money in it. Why would you want to win it?" So it's really all negative. And I want to tell my father that, well, I'm okay. I'm actually really good at what I'm doing. So I want to show other girl or other peer that, well, if you have a passion, you think that you can help people, you can do it. So that is the first reason why I'm doing charity work. Second is I am an immigrant in UK. I've been here for 20 years, very long time. But in my journey in the UK, I got a lot of help from the community. Different type of help. It's like you say, it's not sometimes... it's experience and it's not that money, it's not just money that they help you. It's about they're giving you the security, they're giving you the help that how to build a community, how to integrate to it. So I wish that, you know, they helping me to settle into the community. Why didn't I using my expertise to help other people to set into the community as well? So that is the angle of it. The last angle is, like I said, I work in NHS for a long time. So NHS is National Health Service, which is the government. So in UK, healthcare service is funded by the government. So when I'm working with that, as you know, money will be tight because it's government, you know, all the government is like, we don't have money, we don't have funding, we need to cut everything. So working in there, people normally is not money driven. It's more like, I want to make the society better. I want to make the patient feel better. But having said that, because of no money in it, so you're losing a lot of people that who really skilled. I mean, we all need to survive. So financially, some of them, you know, some may need more than the other. But at the end of the day, we all need financial to support us before we can do other things.
Yeah.
So that is why I thought, you know, when in the NHS, it's already so difficult to get skillful staff, let alone the charity, because they they are non-profit, they are helping other people. So that is the reason why I thought, if I can help, why not?
Yeah. I think also for the non-for-profit, for the charity organizations, if they get money, I think they predominantly want to spend it on the project they are founded for, not for internal bureaucracy and these kind of things. And so if we can, as data scientists, reduce internal bureaucracy, can, you know, improve the way decisions are made on data, you know, the whole information and data flow, make it, you know, faster, easier, and more automated, it's a huge benefit for the charities, because it helps them run the charity more effectively with less overhead.
Oh, indeed. Like you say, when they got money. So basically, even if we start up company like that, when they got money or when they got funded, then we focus on the things that they know first before data, because not everyone come from data back or scientific background. They won't think about how important data are or can help them. So that is another thing that I think the typical challenges the charity will be, like you say, when they got money, they put it to the project that they need immediately. They haven't really able to see the bigger picture. So that is one thing. Second thing is, they don't understand how to create a data set or what is it used for, or how can I collect the data into a wide way that they can use it in the future. So I think being scientists like you, I mean, you working in business before that, we all know that data is money too, right? It's just different form. So it's valuable. So how can we make sure to help them to keep hold of their access, right? To get it more interesting, or just knowing what they are doing themselves, that is already a big help. And sometimes when I ask the charity, for example, oh, you got volunteer, right? Yes, we got database for, you know, we got 200 volunteer in front of us, right? I ask, oh, so this morning, how many active volunteer helping you at the moment? They will say to you, no, I didn't know the answer. But when you know answer like that, you can help them to build a router, for example, and understand that what kind of staff they need or what is the missing point. So you can, you know, when they recruit a next group of volunteer, you already know that when people ask me a question like, oh, on a typical, what kind of skills that we want, normally how long to take to volunteer every week?
Yeah.
So you already build a back the picture. So yeah, that is the reason why I think it's important. Yeah.
So that's a really kind of good use case. Yeah, it's easy kind of, if you want to predict how many volunteers you need, all the volunteer data itself in terms of, you know, phone numbers, whatsoever that you need to maneuver, and these kind of things. What are other case studies where data science can help?
So for me, is at the moment, I want to build a framework to run it to see whether, you know, in a typical like startup or local charity, what they need from the very beginning. So I would need someone that who come from if you start from beginning, right? I would like to have someone like a data engineering background to tell me that if I want to build a local data set, how easy or how difficult it is for a start. Second is, what kind of open resources is out there that we can use? And what kind of skills that you need? So basically, like I said before, you cannot just build something for them, but at the same time, you need to teach them how to use that, right? So things like that, for example, you need already this like educational packaging for just a set of database, right? And the next step is, how can we use the data? What kind of data set we need? So we need to understand is like, what kind of question the charity or business case, I mean, in a business world, will be like, what kind of question that we want to answer? What is our target for the next 5 years? And then after we know the 5-year plan, we need to chop it down to like yearly. What is the milestone in every single year? How can we measure it? How can we make sure that we got enough information for me to make the next milepoint decision?
Yeah, so I think here it's important to kind of take a step back, because there's other organizations where data scientists can actually, you know, help as data scientists to help charities. The problem there is that there the charities need to kind of define what they want the data scientists to work on. And as we all know, people don't really know what they need. Yeah, unless it's a really big organization that has, you know, already an IT department and whatsoever, then of course people know what they need and they can, you know, work with highly skilled data scientists. I think the difference of Carrie's organization is that it's targeting all these huge number of small charities that don't have yet an IT department, that, you know, don't know what questions to ask. And to set up a framework that can help all these different smaller charities to work more effectively. So it's less of a bespoke approach for each of these big charities, but more kind of creating a framework, creating a kind of more kind of modular version that can then be replicated and kind of adjusted a little bit for many of the smaller charities. Because I think lots of the charities will have very, very similar kind of data challenges, like managing their volunteer data, managing their finance data, managing their kind of things that they do in terms of outreach, in terms of promotion, in terms of, getting sponsors, raising funds. All these kind of things are very, very similar for lots of the different charities. It's just that, you know, one charity may help people, another charity will take care of the local forest, another charity will kind of look after the kindergarten and whatsoever. Yeah. So the content itself may vary, but the fundamental underlying questions are very often similar, isn't it?
It is, yeah, definitely. Like you say, it's like we're trying to do the same thing, but the thing is, we're trying to make sure that we give them a best practice example. How can we moving forward? And when, like you say, it is hard when you don't know what to do. So that is why we can, as an experienced data scientist, we can come and help them to, you know, guide them what is the best way to ask the question, what is the best way to use the data. So help them to save time with our experience.
Yeah, basically to give them some kind of common operating system that they can work through and leverage their data in the best way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's, you know, exactly like you said, the first step in this, having is, you know, people that have a more kind of a data engineering approach, mm-hmm. that know how to kind of save all the data, collect the data, extract the data, load the data. Yeah. So these kind of things.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, when we got the data, we can do the next step. We can have a statistician to find out the modeling for doing predictive modeling, for example, create algorithm like AI to find out that, well, what kind of, which location is more needed for them to help, for example. And afterward, we can also have people doing data visualization, for example, that is from a more design background to, you know, marketing that better story out. So like I say, it's not just one type of people that you need. It's, when we're working in a project, we need different type of expertise to make the work to the best. Did that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And the idea is basically to have, you know, each project, yeah, mm-hmm. basically builds a new module that then can be reused again and again and again. Exactly. So over time, we get more and more modules that we can, you know, just stick together like Lego parts.
just like our programming, right? We got library, and then we, whenever we need the packaging, we can just take any packaging that we need out to mix and match to do our project, right? So that is how I'm trying to do, and also looking to talk to different people about different expertise as well. So for, but talking to you is great because you got a lot of data scientist people that are around you, but the one that I need help the most is about, I know a lot, because local small charity is very difficult to find because they have no money or no people to do marketing. So sometimes, another thing I would love to help is that I would like to talk to people that come from a local charity mm-hmm. background as well, to find out that what is the best way to moving forward. And also, like I said, we as a data scientist, we're working in data set, great, but we don't understand the charity sector work. So it would be great as well that to have them on board to tell us that, well, from a real world point of view, how local charity work as well. That would be really beneficial.
Yeah. So if you, as a listener, are engaged in such a community, if you're working with a charity, reach out to Carrie, connect with her. You'll find everything on our homepage, The Effective Statistician, and since there's a link to her LinkedIn page and her company, and so you can, you know, contact her to see whether, you know, she can help your community or whether you want to help with moving forward this charity with supporting work. I'm really, really excited about this because this is a fantastic opportunity to give back in a very, very impactful way, so that, you know, all of our charities around the world can work much more effectively. Thanks so much for that. If someone kind of comes now to you, how do they best do that? Should they kind of send you a CV, or how what would you need?
At the moment, I would say if you drop me an email, and then we can discuss like what is the best way to moving forward. Because like I say, at the moment, I do have some project on the go that I need help. But the thing is, it's easier to talk to, not say one-to-one, but easier to talk to in the email to find out that what, if you can email, tell me that what kind of expertise you got, what kind of toolkit that you use, or what, like another major thing for me is, everyone got different priority on charity. So some like animals, some like children, some like, you know, elderly people. So if you can also let me know what type of charity that you want to help, that'd be great. Then we can do some, you know, mix and match, saying that, well, if I know that you're interested with children, that is like children project that I'm doing, I would definitely, you know, contact you, say, hey, there is some help there for children, if you, you know, closer to your heart.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing. You're building kind of a network of people that help with that. So even if, you know, maybe at the moment you don't have time for it, but you'd love to work on this in the future, still drop Carrie an email and connect with her so that she can reach out to you in the future and see, well, are you then available? Yeah, because, you know, these projects come and go over time, and maybe there's something in the future coming up. Oh, and of course, kind of, if you're working with a charity, same way, reach out to her.
Definitely. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. It's like not just today, but it's talking about in the future as well. So it would be great to know you now than later.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks so much, Carrie. That is really awesome that you're spending time on such an initiative. I found it absolutely wonderful. And as we talked, I'll continue to support you with my knowledge, which is maybe more on the marketing and external communication side, as well as kind of how to move overall the business forward from a strategic perspective. And so I'm really glad that we got connected through a common colleague.
I know. It's that is amazing. It's really cool. Sometimes it's like you say, we don't know what we don't know, right? And by talking to different people, we know that what we can add on and make sure that the course will be getting better. So it'd be cool. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks so much, Carrie. All the best for this year. I hope that you build an amazing company around this goal, and that, maybe we can check in next year to see where you are going and what are the success stories.
Cool. That'd be great. Yeah. Hopefully I've got some case study that we can talk about it.
Yeah. Thanks so much. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain Entertainment, who helps with the show in the background. And thank you for listening. See you in Gothenburg. I'm really looking forward to the PSI conference. So reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.